Okay, we are up to Tehillim, Perek Chaf Aleph. This Perek, according to some, is connected to the previous Perek. They both start off with Lam Natseach, Mizmar LeDavid. But they're kind of opposites. The last Perek was about crying to Hashem, Be'esara, and knowing that Hashem will save. And this Perek is about that Hashem is the Savior. So it's kind of maybe the second half of that Perek. But the first half of this Perek is talking to Hashem about the king, about the Melech. And the second half is talking to the Melech himself. The first half, again, is talking to Hashem about the Melech. Thank you for giving him strength. Thank you for giving him salvation. Thank you for lifting him up and giving him glory. Which king is this talking about? The Radak says, Tudeus, Gamzeh HaMizmar Nomar Al David, the Yesh Omrim Al Melech HaMashiach. Some say it's about David HaMelech. Some say it's about David HaMelech's descendants, and that's Melech HaMashiach. V'imu al David, Pirish l'David ba'avur David. Right? Lametzeach, Mizmar, Bishvil David. And if not, it was l'David singing it. V'echad min ha-meshorim, Amra la baruch ha-kodesh. So if it was about David, then that's what Bishvil David. V'imu al Melech HaMashiach. So, but if it's about Melech HaMashiach, so maybe David himself chanted it. L'David hu kemashma'o. Ki ha-mizmar hu l'David sha'amru baruch ha-kodesh al ha-mashiach bino. The ha'oivim and the enemies that are defeated, instead of David HaMelech's own enemies in his lifetime, so then it would be referring to Gog u'Magog, u'machaneu sheyatsubur al Yerushalayim, those that will encamp around Yerushalayim in the future. The Radak says that the Christians believe that this Mizmar is about Yeshu, and he goes through every pasuk disproving their belief and their interpretation. Feel free to look at the Radak here. Okay, so Lam Natseach Mizmar LeDavid. Hashem, ba'azcha, so again, this first half is talking to Hashem. Ba'azcha, yismach melech, in your strength, in your oaths, you made the king happy. Yismach melech, u'bishu ascha, and in your salvation, yogel ma'od. He has simcha. Okay, because everything of the melech is a servant. The melech is not someone who acts independently. A melech has elastic power, yes, and we have to be mechabed him, but he has to recognize that there's somebody above him. Somebody above him, that's why there's extra mitzvahs that apply to a melech. Is a melech an ideal? Is it a good thing, not a good thing? So this, of course, is a discussion in Sefer Shmuel. When Bnei Yisrael first asked for a king, Shmuel HaNavi gets very upset. In Shmuel Aleph, in Paraches, if you remember, Vayhi ki kasher zaken Shmuel, Vayasem es banav shoftim li Yisrael, Vayhi shem b'no ha-bachar Yoel, v'shem b'shnei wavia, Shoftim Bersheva. They didn't follow his ways. What happens? All the Zikni Yisrael come to Shmuel in Ramah. Vayomer Elav. Hine ata zakanta. Uvanecha lo holchu bidrachecha. Ata simulanu melech l'shafteinu kechol hagayim. Give us a king. Right, this parak that we're learning in Tehillim is all about the greatness that Hashem gives a king. But is that the goal? Is that the epitome of idyllic state in the Jewish people? So the Mefarshim, many different Pshatim. If it is, because you look in Parsha Shoftim, there seems to be a Parsha, Som Tasem Alecha Melech, but here Shmuel gets very angry at them. Vayera Hadavar Bene Shmuel, Kasher Amru, Tnolanu Melech L'Shoftenu, Vayispalal Shmuel El Hashem. And what does Hashem answer? Hashem agrees with Shmuel. Vayomar Hashem El Shmuel, Shema B'kol Ha'am, B'kol Hashem Amru Alecha. You have to listen to them, but, Ki Lo Ascha Ma'asu, Ki Osi Ma'asu, Mimloch Aleihem. They don't want me. The Pashup Shad of the Psukim is that they're asking for a king instead of me, says Hashem. Which is strange, because then how do you understand the Psukim in Shoftim? Isn't it a mitzvah? Isn't it a mitzvah? So that's the question that's dealt with by all the Mefarshim. If you look at the Radak right here, the Radak says, number one, it reflects, maybe a king is the right thing, but Hashem should say when we need a king. Here, it reflects a lack of bitachon in Hashem. Oh, we need a king. Hashem can't just do it himself. Number one, va'od, or the other phrase, the emphasis, simolanu melech l'shafteinu kechol hagayim. That's the problem. Meaning a king is supposed to be a leader, but also not just a military leader, but a spiritual leader. Our king is not meant to be like all other kings. V'heim lo ha'yutzrichem kechol hagayim, im ha'yushomrim derech Hashem, ki hu lochem es melchamosehem. So that is the two days that the Radak has in terms of what the problem was with a king. There are other suggestions given as well. The Meiri writes in Maseches Harios, a king is appropriate, but at the right time. Right? This was too early. right? The king is supposed to be from Malchus Beis David, as Beis Hashem will talk about soon. And Malchus Beis David wasn't ripe yet to have a king, and therefore they were asking too early. If you look at the Malbim there in Sefer Shmuel, as a couple of other pshatim, what the problem was. Says the Malbim, Hayachatasam Mishlosha Panim. There were three problems with their request. Number one, Hagamsha Torah Siv Salanu. Oh, he tira lahakim lahem melech. Yes, the Torah allows it. Hakasav hisna bazeva amar ki savor laaretz v'irishtav yashavta ba v'amarta asim alai melech. Ratzalomar ki yakabas amelech hechrechi al hakibutz v'nitzrach ma'od. But amnam kol zeh lahamis asher al pnei adama hamis lahagim v'yita aluchas ha-teva. V'chein li Yisrael. Once we're in the world of teva, so then we need a king. V'chein li Yisrael be'isart silam v'isan hagasam tagas hasiba hamikre v'teva oz ben ha'chrach she'ikim olay melech l'chom l'cham osayim. Lo kein be'is hifla Hashem osam mikol ha'amim. If you're still living at a time of nes, v'yinagim tachas shevet ashkachas u'apratis v'yelech malkam l'fneim v'ashem b'rosham lo haya lahem tzorech l'melech. And therefore, when they are living in a time of teva, then fine. But at this time, before they settled down, Yeshua ben Nun, and the whole time there was still a time of nes, and therefore they shouldn't have asked for a king yet. Number two, says the Malbim, Pagmo bezeh b'kavit Shmuel, Shema Yeshua l'mosem melech bavur melcham alavad l'seis l'kras neshek v'lucham l'cham l'seim lo'e bezeh kolkach boz v'kalon j'shmuel. But they said, T'na l'anu melech l'shafteinu. Shofet? Didn't Shmuel do that already? What are they asking? And he has other pshatim also, but again, this is a big discussion about a melech. Look in the Klei Yakar and Parsha Shoftim. He also has a couple of suggestions. So whether it was or not, but either way, once we had Malchus Beis David, so that lechora is the ideal. Hashem ba'azcha yismach melech. So again, Hashem, though, the author of this parak is saying, Hashem, you make the melech happy, ubishu ascha yagil mod, and you give him salvation. Tavas libo. Nasatelo. You gave him what he wanted. Again, the king always has to know. It's not kochi vosem yadi, right? It's not the king's great power that made him happy, and he has a taiva to get amass more land, amass more money, right? He has specific mitzvahs. Lo yarba lo nashim, lo yarba lo susim, lo yarba v'kesef v'zov, lo yarba lo ma'od. So really, you gave it to him. Tavas liba nasatelo, va'aresha sfasa v'amanata sela. And what he asked for, v'amanata, you did not withhold. Now withhold from him. This is at a time when the king is on the top of the world. Ki sekadmenu birchos tov. You gave him. You were mocked him to him. Birchos tov, good brachas. Tashis l'rosho ateres buzz. You put on him a crown of glory. That is what you gave him. Again, all the glory is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, the king has to remember it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, maybe this Mizbar is meant to be said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of the king. Because after all, the second half of the Mizbar is talking to the king. So this is said in the presence that he should realize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, the Ramban says in Parsha Shoftim that there's no specific Avera, but there is a remez to the Isser of Gaiva. There's no Avera of being a Bal Gaiva, but if you look in Shoftim, the Pasuk says, by a king, Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav. His heart should not be raised up from his brothers. Nirmaz bukan b'torah isra agavos. It is hinted to, the isra of arrogance is hinted to here. Ki akasav yimnas ha-melech migavos romos halev v'kol shekein acherim. Even a king is not allowed to hold himself above others. Surely anyone else. Shein ru'uyim lakach. Ki b'ra'uy, a king is appropriate a little bit. Lehis romeim ulehis gadel. Yas hirenu lios levavos shafel. His heart has to be low, like all of his brethren. Only Hashem. Right, that's why Tovas Hashem kol gvalev. And that's what this parak is about. This parak is emphasizing that the simcha of a king is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gives him the crown. Right, Hashem gives the crown. Tashis l'rosho ateres bas. Chayim sha'al mimcha nasatelo. He, the king, asked you, Hashem, for life, and you gave it to him. Orech yamim olam vo'ed. Arichas yamim. You gave him. The Rashi quotes, there are different stories in David's life that this is referring to. When you ask for Chayim sha'al, he asked for life, Rashi says, Kishayiti boreach l'chutz la'aretz. Bepnei sha'ul. When I had to go to chutz la'aretz, because living in chutz la'aretz is not a full life. So when I went to chutz la'aretz, Hayiti mispalas halech levnei Hashem b'artzus lachayim. I hope to come back. And Nasatul, you brought me back. Hashivitoni la'eretz Yisrael. You brought me back to Eretz Yisrael. So that's one story that's alluded to. There is a Zohar that some are familiar with, but it's on this pasuk. Dovan Melech asked for Chaim Sha'al, and you gave it to him. Right? There's a Zohar that says Kabbalistic sources that Dovan Melech is a Zohar in Parshas Vayishlach. Vayishlach. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ha Itmar the David Malka Ad Lohave Lechaim Klal. Before he was born, he wasn't supposed to be born. Bar de Adam Kadmaa Yoev Le Shivin Shnin Midile. Adam Arishon gave David 70 years. The Kachaya Kiyu made the David Malka Shivin Shnin. David Malka lived 70 years. Made Shosin a Shivim Shana. And Adam lived 930 because he was going to live 1,000. The Kiyu made the Adam Kadmaa Elef Shnin. Chaser Shivin. 930. Ishtachu Bahani Elef Shnin Kadmoi Adam Arishon V'David Malka. So the first 1,000 is really Adam Arishon and the Malka plays David. The destiny of the Jewish people is connected to the first person in history. Pasach va'amar. Here's the pasuk. Chaim Sha'al Mimcha Nasatalo Erech Arach Yamim Olam Va'ed. Chaim Sha'al Mimcha Zed David Malka. Deha Kadbra Kadosh Baruch Hu Ginsa De'eden Atil Ba Nishmasa David Malka. He put the neshama of David in Gan Eden. V'stakobei V'chami De'lesli Chaim Midilei. He saw there's klumi. He doesn't have anything from himself. Maybe that's part of where David's humility comes from, as we're going to see throughout Sefer Tehillim. But we see it also in the stories in Sefer Shmuel and Divrei Hayamim, where David is just so mevater from people and when people insult him, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, he's totally, maybe because he realizes he's on borrowed time, his whole life is borrowed. Kivin Debar Adam Arishon Amar Havadek Yumei Omei Adam Kadma Havishivin Shnin. This Chaim David Malka Ba'alma. That's based on this pasuk over here. Chaim Sha'al Mimcha Nasatolo, and you gave him Orach Yamim Olam Va'ed. Gadol Kvodo Bishua Secha. His covet is great because of your Yeshua. Hod Vahadar Teshaveolav. You put on him, you conferred on him glory. Hod Vahadar. And that is a mitzvah. Right? It's a mitzvah for all of Klal Yisrael to give the king Hod v'hadar. The Rambam describes in the second parak of Hilchas Malachim, Kavod Gadol Noagin b'melech. Kavod Gadol, tremendous kavod. And the melech is the only one who cannot be mochel on his kavod. A parent can be mochel on their kavod. A rebbe can be mochel on the kavod, but not a king. Why? Because it's not the king's kavod. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. So the Kavod Gadol Noagin b'melech, who mesimin lo ema v'yira b'leiv kal adam. You can't ride his horse, he can't sit in his chair. You can't use anything that was his. Shlomo was also a king. Ishto shel melech, right? Can't marry to anybody else. You can't see him when he's in the shower or when he's getting a haircut. Vein choles, he can't do chalitza because he can't spit in front of him. The Chulun talks about yibam and chalitza. Hamelech mistaper b'chol yom. Every day the king gets a haircut because the glory that he has to show to others. Kohen Gadol is once a week, but umisakin atzma umisnae bilavushin mufuarin, and he has to have beautiful clothes. Shenemer melech biyafyo. In his glory, he puts his crown on, and the Olam comes whenever he calls, bow all the way down. Even a Navi has to bow down to a king. Maybe a Kohen Gadol is different. Okay, but this is also, the Gemara talks about how a Melech has to do a lot of Hishtach Havoya in Shmoneh Esrei. If everybody's bowing down to him, that could kind of like go to his head a little bit, and therefore he has to make sure that he bows in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We continue. Ki tishisehu brachos la'ad, because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put blessings on him forever. Techadeyu, from the word chadi. Chadi is happy, right? The pasuk says, "Vayichad Yisro techadeo besimcha es panecha," because you have made your face, right? That's the Radak says. The simcha is that he's close to you, es panecha, Rather, the Radak says, "Kishatayir elav panecha zui asimcha gdola shetielo." When you show him a favor, so that's his greatest simcha. That's the king, the ultimate king. The here Potsvik says la'ad, forever, because we know David HaMelech's malchus is forever, right? There's never a break in the malchus. That's the David HaMelech at the end of Perek Aleph in Malachim, where the Rambam says, Perek Aleph HaZayin, Kivat Shenimshach David Zacha B'Keser Malchus. Once David HaMelech was anointed, so then he was Zocha. Varia Malchus lo ulevonav ha-zacharim ha-ksherim ad olam. Shnemer kisacha yeh nachon ad olam. V'lo zacha el ha-ksherim, shnemer yishmu banecha brisi. Afa v'shlo zacha el ha-ksherim, lo tikaris ha-malchus mizera David lo olam. Even though only the ksherim were Zocha, it's never going to leave. It will never be cut off from David HaMelech. Hifticho HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kach. Hashem promised. Hashem promised. Therefore, he's never leaving David HaMelech's family. Shenemar. Im yazvu banav brisi. Uvimishpatai lo yelchun. Ufakadati b'shevet pisham. Ubnigaim avonam. V'chazdi lo asir me'amo. Right? I will not remove my chesed from him. And that's what the Rambam continues. Malchei beis David heim ha'omdim lo olam. Shenemar kisacha yeh nachon ad olam. Avodim yamun melech bishar Yisrael. Tifso kamalchus mi beiso. Right? If there's another melech, it's only going to be temporary. Shemar yiravam ne'mar. Achlo kalayamim. Even Yeravam, who was supposed to be the king, was temporary. Shaul HaMelech wasn't going to be permanent. The Chashmonaim was not permanent. Again, the Ramban has a big discussion that's well-known Hanukkah time that the Chashmonaim made a mistake. They violated. Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda means there should never be a Melech other than somebody from Shevet Yehuda. Again, the other Rishonim, the Rambam, you don't get any hint of that. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam says that the Chashmonaim became the kings and the Malchus returned to Klal Yisrael for 200 years. Doesn't say anything negative there. Sounds like, okay, when there's a David HaMelech or somebody from David HaMelech's family to be the king, then they should be the king. But if there's nobody else there to be the king, they don't have to. But the Ramban is Harif. The Ramban is Harif again, so that's what he says. The problem and the chait, why the Chashmonaim dynasty eventually died out, was not just because it died out, but that was a punishment, says the Ramban. Rabbanin Vayechi, Vakasharichi Sholaham Lachalim Yishar Shvatim, the whole line of lineage of Yeravam, and that line, it was supposed to be a few generations as a punishment, but after that, it was supposed to go back to Malchus Beis David. And he says, Vizehayu Onesh Chashmonam Shemalchu Bayesheni, Kihayu Chaside Elyon, Ve'omale Heim Nishtachu Atarva Mrs. B'Israel. It's unbelievable. We needed them, and that's why we have a celebration and a holiday of Hanukkah. V'afal Pikain, but still, Nanshu Onesh Gadol. Why? Because they took the Malchus. They took the Malchus. And nobody can take the Malchus. Shem Zakarish Baruch is Avdeim, Bechulu. And then he says, what about Shaul? That was before. That was before the Malchus based David started, so therefore it was different. Okay, we continue. So this is all the first half. Ki HaMelech Botech B'Hashem uVeChesed Elyon Bal Yimot. And the king has Bitachon in Hashem, and with Chesed Elyon, so he doesn't falter. So that's all through Pasuk Tes is talking to Hashem about the king. And now we talk to the king. Timsa yadcha l'kolai vecha. You will find your hand, all of your enemies. Yimincha timsa sonecha. Your right arm will find your enemies. Tishi semo kitanor eish la'ez panecha Hashem ba'apo yivalem. Hashem will place your enemies in an oven, swallow them up. V'sochleim eish. You have nothing to worry about as long as you have the right pitachon. Pir yamo me'eretz ta'abed. Their descendants will be wiped out. V'zara mibnei adam. Kinatu alecha ra'a, because they leaned and they thought negative against you. Chashvu mezima bal yuchalu. And they thought to do negativity, right? But bal yuchalu, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Rashi says, this is referring to, natu alecha ra'a, is referring to Titus. Titus harasha, right, who went in. The Gemara says in Gittin, on Daf Nun Vav, that's what Rashi quotes here. He went into the Beis HaMikdash. This is obviously by Yesheni. So this is Alpi Nevuah. Zutitas HaRasha. Hashachirei v'gidev klape ma'ala. Ma'asa, he cursed and blasphemed. Tava zona biyado. V'nechas lebeis kachi ha-kadashim. He took a zona into the Kodesh Kadashim. V'hitziya sefer Torah. He took a sefer Torah, lied it on the floor, lay down on the sefer Torah, and committed a terrible act. V'avra la'avera v'natal sayif. And then he took a sword, v'gidev as ha-parochas, and he speared the parochas, the special curtain. He must have been on the inside now. So he speared it from the inside, unless he went out. blood shot out. The Yotze Kisavor Haragazasma, he thought he killed God. Right? That's the we have a whole kina about this on Tisha. Tosva says there, why is there dam shooting out? What kind of nace is that? Lahodia de Kasha Lefne Amakam Korban Beis HaMikdash. To show that Hashem was also bleeding. Hashem was also crying at that time. Again, they look in the Ben Yoyada. He has other reasons why such a nace occurred by Titus. Interesting. I saw in the Kamotzi Shel Harav, he says, Kinatu Alecha Ra Chashu Mizima Bal Yuchalu. So he quotes from one of the Achronim, how do you ever know something that somebody really wants something if they try to do it even if it's impossible? If they know it's impossible and they still try to do it, so that's Eidus on the tremendous desire to do it. So he says in this Pasuk, you have the tremendous desire of our enemies to hurt us. Kinatu Alecha Ra, they turn against us. Chashu Mizima, they think about all these plans, Bal Yuchalu, even though they're impossible and they're not going to be able to be done, but they still do it. Because that's what they do. That's what they do. Right? We have to do the opposite in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Nun Hey? Right? Lo b'shamayim, if it would be b'shamayim, we'd have to go up in the shamayim. And that's you learn from, what the enemies do. Like Yaakov Avinu said, La bilavan garti v'tarim mitzvah shamarti v'lo lamati ma'asav aram. Some of the Bali Musar. I didn't learn from his slavos in the ma'asav aram. That's what I have to learn to do, the ma'asav shel tzedakah. Just finishing up now. Ki tishisei moshechem, because you shall put them away, shechem, a separate area, b'mei sarecha, through your strings of your bow, tichonin al paneim, it'll be on their faces. And ruma Hashem b'uzecha, nashira, Hashem is going to lift you up, nashira unezamra b'gvarasecha, we will sing. So again, this is a mizmar. Maybe it was said at coronations, maybe it was said nevua David about Mashiach, or about David. But either way, this is kind of like the opposite. The first parachaf was about tefillah b'shat sarah, and this was when one is on top of the world. Okay, we'll stop here.